All right, live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's Voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. For Monday, October 19, 2020, this is the Steve Gruber Show with so much to do today. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Joe Biden claims in new ads that global warming is causing a crop crisis in Michigan. Nothing could be further from the truth, as Michigan is setting all new record levels for crops. Number two, 11,000-plus people estimated to have turned out for the Trump event in West Michigan on Saturday. That sounds like a pretty good event. And number one, did Governor Whitmer place a statement behind her during a nationally televised interview on Meet the Press over the weekend? Sure does look that way. Whitmer's appearance on Meet the Press has caused some blowback. There's a sticker on the desk behind her, 8645. Laura Cox, not impressed at all. The Republican chair for the Michigan Republican Party has the gall to go on Meet the Press, says Laura Cox. Governor Whitmer has the gall to go on Meet the Press complaining about President Trump's rhetoric, but in the background displays a phrase which calls for the killing of a president. It's truly disgusting. Now, to 86-something is to get rid of it, and I looked up the definition. It does say to kill, but to me that might be a bit of a stretch on the deal. But plenty of blowback on the Twitterverse and a lot of support for it as well. Governor Whitmer making a political statement saying she doesn't like the rhetoric from Donald Trump, but then does that. How does that bring people together? How does that bring people together? By the way, also the governor vetoing bills that would have made it a felony to apply for multiple absentee ballots or fill out an application for others without their consent. Seemed like a pretty straightforward voter fraud prevention package. But she says, it would confuse voters. Really? Making it a felony to apply for numerous ballots or fill out ballots for somebody else, that would confuse voters? Should they be confused about whether or not they're filling out ballots for somebody else? I think not. In a letter to lawmakers Friday, the governor said it is impossible to get a second ballot without spoiling the first, and pointed out that voters might submit multiple ballot applications due to memory or error. So there you go. Any suggestions that the filing of a second absentee ballot is criminal behavior creates needless confusion and fear-mongering around the absentee voting process. It is bad for voters and bad for our elections. Yeah, okay, well, it passed with substantial bipartisan support. In the House, 77-26, and in the Senate, 32-6. That according to the Associated Press, but Governor Whitmer does not want voter fraud bills or new voter fraud laws put on the books, apparently. Apparently does not want that, so there you go. Oh, and here's a little something for you. I mean, this is a little unusual. Here's a little something for you. A Michigan City Council member charged with running a drug house. Roseville City Councilman Charles Frontera charged this last week with drug possession and running a drug house. Authorities searched his home 8 months ago. He was arraigned. He's 32 years old. Arraigned by way of Zoom. Possession of less than 25 grams and maintaining a drug house, 25 grams of crack cocaine, that is. Leaves a black eye in the city of Roseville, says Mayor Robert Taylor. I hope he tells everyone the truth. We just move on in the city of Roseville, either with him or without him. That's just kind of a little strange little aside, is it not? Yeah. Yes, it is. Oh, and by the way, the latest polling in Michigan, which I find interesting, and I don't pay a lot of attention to the polls except for the ones that are reasonably accurate. Trafalgar is one of those that is reasonably accurate. In the U.S. Senate race, latest polling shows John James with a 1.5-point lead over Gary Peters, 48 to 46.6. The latest polling for president shows Donald Trump clinging to a 0.6-point lead, which would be about double what he won the state by in 2016. He won the state by 0.3 of a point in 2016. So that would fall in line with potential polling. Now, remember, Trafalgar was the only polling company that predicted a win by Trump in Michigan, the only polling company that predicted a win by Trump in Pennsylvania, the only polling company that predicted a win by Ron DeSantis to become governor of Florida, and the only, that was in 2018, the only one to pick Rick Scott to win the Florida Senate race as well. So there's a lot to be learned here. You know, you go with the folks that, well, you go with the folks that are accurate. They get things right over and over again. That's where I go. Meanwhile, as we're headed to debate number two on Thursday, provided it happens, it's going to be moderated, allegedly, by Kristen Welker of NBC. She's an openly partisan individual. She's been involved with supplying questions to candidates. She's caught on a hot mic offering information to Jennifer Palmieri, the communications director for the Clinton campaign, offering information on the upcoming questions for an interview with the with Hillary Clinton. So that's going on. And then on the Sunday shows, the inability for the Biden campaign to address the big issue of whether or not the emails and text messages and pictures found on a laptop computer left in Delaware at a repair shop and never picked up, if they're authentic and legitimate. Nobody wants to answer those questions either. Let's go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline. I'm feeling good about it. Steve is in Lansing, Michigan today. Steve, what is on your mind?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to ask you to forget about everything you talked about for a minute, and I got a big question for you.
All right.
You have the opportunity to be something between a blowtorch and a flamethrower. You're the blowtorch locally. You're doing what people need to do, and it's all great. People call you from Tennessee. That's when you could actually be a flamethrower. But the big question is, why or how could you not ask for the jobs that they're taking away from China and get on the building program? And this should be asked out loud of our legislative body. And if you went to Donald, he might be able to give you an answer, like, as soon as I'm elected. Because Joe's not saying it. And this is industry coming back.
Right, there are industries coming back. So what is your question?
So why are you not asking for those jobs?
I think the jobs were already coming back. I guess I'm still not clear. Who do you want me to ask for a job?
But they don't know where they're going to land. The job, they don't know where they're going to land. Why aren't you asking for some of those jobs, man?
To come to Michigan, you mean?
Yes.
Well, some of those jobs are coming to Michigan. More all the time.
And
I don't think that Biden will deliver any of them, but that's just my opinion. I appreciate the phone call. The TTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, as part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll be right back with James Taylor from the Heartland Institute to talk about record crops in Michigan. Don't go anywhere.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message.